Dan Horror with your host, the Mighty Griff.
What's up, bitches? We have another exciting, action-packed show for you this week. We have VHS Wine Bags versus the E-Bitters. We have top fives. We got movie releases, the new Horror Hound to go through, amongst other rants and raves and other things going on.
You better enjoy them Horror Hounds while you can, because they're going to start charging by the page.
Well, actually, on the Horror Hounds, a little thin this month, because I think they were
busy charging.
Too busy contemplating how much they were going to start fucking charging people for photo ops at their conventions. So, needless to say, we don't get much in this month's issue, except for a fucking retrospective of Gremlins, which sucked.
You get The Walking Dead.
Walking Dead.
You get The Walking Dead.
And on the back page, dun-dun-dun-dun, pimping the bitch herself, Jamie Lee Curtis.
Large for that, and in charge.
For that good November. And appearing for, not one, but for fucking Michael Myers. Oh, yeah, there she is in all of her glory.
Kansas City tonight, baby.
You see her penis? Is it showing her penis?
Jamie Lee's in town tonight, Todd.
What's she doing?
It's book signing, kids' books.
Where at?
Prairie Village, Unity Church.
Weird.
Crazy times.
The only cool thing that they did...
She has three layers of clothes over the most glorious titties on earth.
Yeah, just don't post those tits on Facebook or they'll freeze your account for 24 hours.
You
like
got to sign that agreement when you join up.
So, needless to say, you can look at all the bloody menstrual pads and all that other bullshit you want, but somebody posts a picture of breasts and they... bring out the fucking Facebook police on you. Anyway, anywho.
That's only in the U.S. Did you know that?
Anywho, any what?
Those nudity restrictions.
Oh, is it?
I got a couple guys that I'm friends with from Portugal on there, dude, and his cover, he changes about twice a day, and it's nothing but just nudes. So it's all right if you live in Europe. You're good to go.
Just not.
Just don't try here. Don't try that shit in America.
Well, the thing that, the thing that obviously set me off the most was it was in a private group, which means somebody in the group already, the group's only been up for one day.
Did they kick you out of the group, too?
No, I wasn't out of the group. They just told me I couldn't post anything.
Don't you dare.
For 24 hours.
Oh, boy.
But I can read all the fucking ad solicitations.
Do a muff shot when you get back eligible.
Take a picture of my chin hair and post it, make it look like a nutsack.
Do it.
So what should we start off with? We have quite a bit of stuff tonight. We actually might actually have a legitimate show for once. No, oh, good times. You want to go with the VHS wine bags?
But
But I can't. He's paying so much. What do you mean he's paid that much for it?
Oh,
I've come Nazis to, everywhere, buddy. Come Nazis to, everywhere.
I've come to the conclusion what we are doomed, and we do need to push the red button and just end it. You know, as a society, we're fucked. There's no hope. There's no turning back. People on what should I call it now? Facebook? It's not Facebook.
That place.
Yeah, that place. We'll just call it that place.
That place.
Apparently, certain people on that place are pissing and moaning about being outbid by other folks on eBay because people are apparently running up the prices of certain VHS tapes, and the little VHS hipsters are upset that they can't buy their fucking movies now for $2 and $3 a piece, and everybody's selling stuff for way more than it is. And apparently they don't understand that that's the whole purpose of eBay.
Supply and demand. And
since it is an auction house, and auctions do have
but
a tendency.
I have to interject because there are federal laws about scalping in many states, and a scalping, if you look at the definition of scalping, it's something that's readily available in the marketplace that you are upping the price above and beyond retail. A suggested retail, that's considered
scalping.
Yeah,
but what if it's not available in retail and there's only a select few of them?
Well, that's because people are buying them all up and sticking them in a basement somewhere.
Exactly.
And that's
but
BS.
If you got the dough to do it, then why not?
I kind of.
It's not no different than going to fucking Tiffany's auction house and spending $60 million on a fucking painting or a sculpture.
Sticking it down
or something.
In your shitter
well,
down
it,
in the
it is if
sublet.
It's like, for instance, that Sword and the Sorcerer poster is an old poster. You can't get it now at a store. So I could see that you're going to bid on it, but if it's something,
well,
that
why
you
do you have it locked
Walmart,
away in here? You should have
it's
it
so
out
cool.
Shown around.
I am. I'm showing it here. And if you think about
well, that
it,
that guy's showing it. He's showing the select dude, VHS tapes to his friends that come over. He's going, "Can you believe these motherfuckers made me pay this much for this so I can have the last one? And they're still crying about it."
I have to tell you, from a guy who literally almost got into an all-out brawl at Target,
dicks,
because a guy took 99 Batmobiles that cost 99 cents and put them in his basement. He said, "I got about 100 of those. I'll give you this one for $10." Yeah. Dude, I about took the guy out, for real.
Come to me, bat. Come to me, bat, children.
I love the bats, you a-hole. What an a-hole.
Was he buying everything up? The one guy just came in there and said, "This is all mine, huh?"
Well, people started, I don't know, it was like $2 or $3, they start out the auction. You know, and the
and
guy
he would jump it up to 50
well,
without
he
even
was,
batting an
he
eye.
Was putting up like, he'd bring it up to like $10, from what I understand, you know. And they were saying, well, now everybody thinks that every VHS tape they got is going to cost $15, and we're not going to be able to go in and buy stuff anymore, and we're not going to be able to get our $2 and $3 videotapes, like, you know. And basically what it is it's no different. The people listing the shit is no different than the people who know what it is buying it from the people who don't have any idea what it is. So, I mean, it's a reversal thing. If you want $20...
They're just used to being the ones scamming everybody, and now this guy's coming fucking them, and they don't like it.
You know, and like I told him, I was like, you know, I can understand you guys...
This guy selling those one copies is probably the one that's got 100 of them down in his basement, and he thought he was going to charge some guy some stupid amount of money.
But you know, and it's like, some of the people were like, well, I don't know why you're getting upset for this guy because he's paying more money for it. He goes, every time I see you guys selling stuff out for your collection, he goes, you're not selling it for $2 or $3. You're trying to get, you know, $20, $30 for your copies too. So what's the difference? But he's just going in and buying stuff because he's got the money so he can get it.
I would.
I said, you got two options. I said, you can either get a second job or a better job and make more money if you guys want this shit.
Or keep your same shitty job and quit bitching. Know?
But
selling popcorn at the movie
theater.
Like
I said, how is that fucking collecting when you're going on eBay and just buying your shit anyway? The whole thing about collecting is actually going out to the pawn shops and looking for it for 2 or 3 years until you finally find it.
Well, I mean,
I'm
the same way. I just finished up the King Diamond collection. I went on eBay. I got tired of waiting around with these fuckers bidding me up for 50 cents on the last second. I said, fuck you, I'm going to ride this thing up and nobody's even going to worry about it. I bought everything I had, and they said, whoa, this guy's serious. This guy is not talking turkey change here.
But there's no, it's no different than DVDs. I mean, there's people, I've seen people that buy three or four copies of certain releases by certain people, and they'll keep one for their collection, and they'll turn around and sell a copy through the group for, yeah, I've got an extra copy. Anybody want it? Well, how much you want for it? Oh, $30. And it's like, well, that's twice what you paid for it, you know? Well, yeah, but you're getting pissed at these guys for doing this on other groups. It's just fucking, like, you guys are fucking weird. So, but that's pretty funny. So if anybody wants some cheap entertainment, you can
go on.
So
you just go on a torrent sign and burn it off and tell them to suck it.
You know, and it's like, everybody's like, well, it's, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, if you're after the movie, it doesn't give a shit, you know, what kind of format it's in. You can watch it anyway, you know. Who in the fuck wants to watch it on shitty VHS transfers? But that's all these people own. I mean, that's all they buy is VHS. I mean, it's sitting right there on DVD. Oh, no, it's got to be seen on VHS. I'm like, well.
Those are the guys I got boxes of it down in my basement I'm trying to sell to right now. Please buy this.
Buy my
18th edition Halloween with this shitty photoshopped cover. God, it's limited edition.
I mean, they were selling
$79.95.
Somebody was selling a copy of Scream 3 on VHS for like $50.
Huh?
I'm like, who in the fuck's going to buy Scream 3 for $50?
And somebody sold it and bought it?
It was up there. Somebody had posted it. $50.
I need to get the names of these ass clowns.
I mean,
I got some gems. I'll sell them, boy.
Like any pawn shop, you can go in and buy two or three copies of it. So, but anyway, if anybody wants some good, funny entertainment, just go to any of the VHS collectors groups on that place, and you guys can.
Are we doing our top fives tonight?
I guess.
I'm excited about it.
Did you do five? I only got four.
Come on, man. What's up? All the crazy-ass movies you've seen, you can only come up with four of them?
But nothing's really jaw-dropping like what's on my top four.
Well, I didn't select it that much. I'm going back to a lot of mine has to deal with the time frame. A lot of more when I was a kid where I was like, oh, shit, yeah, that me up.
I just went off of shit that's actually...
Nostalgia played a big part in mine.
Yeah, I didn't do that. I just went through the
things. Well, fuck, you're lucky you found four then.
Well,
I mean,
yeah,
what do we see anymore that really just goes, wow, that's impressive.
That's why I chose the four that actually made me go, holy fuck, you know.
Yeah, but you start getting into that, you're going to get into it.
There's nothing obscure.
You're going to have to put the Serbian film on there.
No, I didn't go. There's nothing. I didn't put any of the Necromantics on there.
Hanger make it on there?
No. Because it's just...
What?
It's Hanger...
Trach tubes? Tracheholes?
Hanger was specifically that.
It was an oh shit the whole way through.
It's like, I mean...
Mermaid? Mermaid in a manhole?
No.
What?
There was nothing, oh, God, and Mermaid in a Manhole.
Oh, come on now.
What?
You're getting silly.
What?
All them fucking little legged worms squirming around
fuck.
And the... Ooh,
that's
the
in centipede horror.
Finger,
that ain't nothing.
Finger pin there. Slugs? Slugs made it in there.
Slugs is good.
Boy, I'm. You got me all fucking excited now. I can't wait to see what your four are.
Well, my four, to me, my four is just stuff that it just caught me off guard. I mean, it didn't set out to be over-exaggerated.
Like what? Like the first time you seen it?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't.
Okay, well, I'm gonna break into mine. Well, this was one
of
my.
It was just a nice regular movie. And then it happened, and you're like, holy shit, I didn't expect them to put that in this movie. You know what I mean? With Hanger, you kind of know within
the
first 10...
You were almost expecting more?
Yeah, within the first 5 minutes of Hanger, you know where the movie's headed. I mean, they don't really hold anything back.
Right.
You know.
So. I've got several, though. I mean, where do you draw the line on? Like, Street Trash. That's a fucking seedy movie, but the wiener juggling around? What, you know? That's... where does that come from? How do you sit down to write a movie and go, you know, we're lagging in about 10 minutes. Let's cut this poor guy's wiener off and throw it around away from him.
But to me, I mean, I can understand that, but to me, it wasn't one of those holy shit moments, you know. So we can do it now if you want to do it now. Let's go.
I got some minor. I feel bad now. I got minor ones. I threw like The Exorcist in there. You telling me the first time you seen The Exorcist and she's jabbing a crucifix in her snapper, that didn't make you go, oh, shit. Nothing? Oh boy, you better start. Dude, you better start this.
I was desensitized fucking early. I mean, it was just fuck. I was watching Exorcist in the fifth grade. I mean, fuck, it wasn't nothing.
And it never went. It made you go, "Whoa, son of a bitch!"
No,
wow, that's impressive. All right, you better fucking fire this up. I'm excited now.
Well, since I didn't get an actual five, I've only got four. I should move everything up one spot. So my fourth one would be Saw 3. Mm-hmm. The pigs.
That's impressive.
Just because
it's a shit.
The nastiness of just the vile. Just you wouldn't expect, you know.
That,
so
I said "oh shit" a couple times during that scene,
and then
plus seeing it on the big screen was impressive too.
And these three are really not in any order, but the one that got me the most is the number one, but. The Masters of Horror series, there's a one called Pelts.
Yeah, we were talking about this. I'm going to have to watch that.
It was, I call it the coon trap face plant. It's just a guy who opens up a coon trap and then just slams his head into the middle of it. And, you know. The second one in my list would be the face biting scene in Abominable, where he opens up his mouth and mm-hmm. just chews off the front of the guy's mm-hmm. face. And then, of course, my number one oh fuck scene of any movie is the baby bouquet in Feast 2. You know,
mm-hmm.
just because it was completely out of frame and mind, and the whole setup of the, you know, baby just kind of floating. To me, when I seen it, I thought somebody's gonna come out and catch this kid at the last second, and then all of a sudden just
ain't gonna let him die. Now that's where we're at. We're talking about young kids not looking at the older stuff that are kind of, you know, when you start out watching, I mean, again, get a young kid that's a teenage kid and that's what he starts with is Feast. How are you going to go back and watch this other shit and be impressed by it? Who's going to give a shit about Boris Karloff and Bela Lugosi when you just seen a kid get fucking shredded up with midgets running around with big tripods?
Well, and the thing like this kind of plays off on the new Horror Hound is they've got an article in here where they talk about some of the movies that came out in the 70s and in the 80s that were rated like PG. And you go back and you watch them now, and you're like, how in the fuck did that ever get a PG rating?
Right.
Showing some of the shit that it showed, but it wasn't. I mean, fuck, I was watching Evil Dead and shit like that in Fisk. I mean, you know, it just wasn't nothing for us to, I mean.
Well, again, yeah, none of that, I mean, it all was impressive to me, but
man, see,
Exorcist from the very fucking first time
I started out with the Universal and the black,
right.
black and white stuff from
yeah,
my
see,
dad.
Right.
So everything else after that was just, you know, was just new. So, you know, by the time I got a hold of the Exorcist and stuff, I had already seen Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I had already seen Night of the Living Dead. Plus, you know, I grew up in the drive-in, so a lot of that shit that, like Squirm and all that crap, was already on the screen. So,
like Audition. The fucking, or she's got the bag, just, it's not even anything to the movie. And all of a sudden, the bag flops around, and you're like, what in the fuck is going on here? Todd? Audition?
Badass.
Sawing his foot off while she's ding, 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 ding. That's amazing, man. Amazing. Feast is up there, that's for sure. I'm trying to remember the other, I forgot the one. What was the Tatoshki Three Extremes ones that they banned?
Dumplings.
Huh? The fetus on the chopping
but it
board?
But it didn't make me... When I seen
when
that
they,
fucking...
When she put the fetus on the chopping board and started chopping it up.
But it didn't make me jump up. When I seen that fucking kid hit the ground, I jumped up. I was like, holy shit, you know? I didn't
jump on
that.
How about when that motherfucker eats that duck egg and the shit's dripping down his chin? That rotten duck egg? Woo!
You got a thing for eggs, though, because you about flipped when that cold...
Oh, cold storage. Yeah, that's up there, man. I got that moment on there. That's nasty. I throw up still just thinking about that motherfucker.
But, I mean, just shit like that, you know? Mm. I mean, it's just, I'm like, oh, okay.
Maniac. Head explosion? That wasn't up there?
But it doesn't cause...
But it's one of the most magical
moments
ever.
I'm not saying it's not. It's just not one of the ones that I was just like... You know?
I don't know how many times I've seen that head explosion. I still go, oh, shit, that's beautiful. Good Lord, I need a print of that for the living room.
I'm not saying they're bad movies and they're not bad scenes. It's just the scenes that I felt. That
Necromantic? Did that make it up there?
No.
Shut up.
I knew what I was getting into when I was reading about Necromantic.
The oh shit should have come from the soundtrack alone. This is going to be awful. Oh, what is she doing with that? What is she doing? What is the wiener doing?
That wasn't a wiener. That was a table leg.
What's happening here?
Good time.
Awful. Just awful.
So what'd you get?
What else did I have besides that? See, mine's all tame now. I don't even want to say it. Don't look now. That's I oh shit still, and I hate that. That scared the shit out of me when I was a kid. And I went, oh, man, when I found it, I was all excited, and I picked it up again, and I watched it. And I'm like, God, this is fucking horrible. And still, the end still got me, and I knew what was coming. Fucking crazy little wrinkly midgets.
But that's your top five. That's my top my top four. But
that's impressive.
But, I mean, just to me, though, those are moments where I was just like, oh, I wasn't expecting. Yeah, I mean, because Saul, you're thinking, okay.
Yeah, Saul's up there, that's
somebody's
sure.
going to lose a jaw, somebody's going to lose a limb, blah, 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 you know. But
yeah,
then,
you know what to, yeah.
You know, but then the fucking slimy, pigs. Brown, gooey pig comes out, maggots all over it, and then just.
Well, what was the I mean, that's right up there, too, and fuck, I can't even remember the name. The Coffin Joe, that one you gave, Embodiment of Evil.
Embodiment of Evil.
That's still that. I couldn't tell you anything about. I don't understand anything about that movie, but that fucking giant pig that's sewn up with the broad inside of it. I mean, that's one magical scene.
I guess another one I just thought of, and one I could have put down was probably the scene in Deranged, where he's feeding the pea soup to his mom, and she starts coughing, and next thing you know, she just... Because, I mean, that to me, that scene was seamless. I don't know how they got her to hold that when she coughed it up, but, I mean, it was just pretty cool the way they did the effects on that, because I mean, she was didn't cut away and come back. I mean, it was just cough, cough, boom, and there it was. So, but just I don't know, those are just my personal. I just seen it and I thought the abominable face.
Whenever it comes into play like shit like that, the first thing that comes to my mind is just how do you present this to somebody that you're trying to get to produce your movie or when you're writing it? That's always I'm like, man, what came about for that guy to go, you know, I think I'm going to have this guy get thrown into a vat with rotten pig corpses and let him shred all over him. Because that's the kind of that's the dude you want on your team. You know, you want somebody that's bringing that kind of fire to
the
table.
That's the guy that
man.
Can hit the home run
exactly,
ball.
Exactly, man.
Hitting the home run ball.
Like the, what was the one with the colostomy bag on the wheelchair?
Oh, Unspeakable?
Yeah, I mean, you know.
That one actually almost made my list.
You got to have a special talent to really be able to just set
just
somebody
to pull
like
off,
that.
Pull off a shit either in a movie.
I mean,
not very well.
That's not amateur territory there. You had to have some years and years of hatred towards something to start writing that kind of shit in your script.
Had a grandma that got all the time.
Exactly, you know. Man.
But yeah, here it was, PG horror. They had some of the better PG horror movies. So, but
all the TV stuff.
Yeah,
like did they even consider TV? Was that PG or was that just
no? There's some
G TV all,
movie. But it's titled "I Can't Believe It's PG." Like Shockwaves was PG.
Yeah,
you know. To do some of the other ones they've got listed is Beetlejuice. They've got Mr. Boogity, The Willies, you know, The Critters, The Gate,
Monster Squad. The Gate's a good one, man. That's the one I always put in with the youngest.
Yeah, you know, but PG, I mean, you know. And then, let's see, Arachnophobia. I mean, there's some of them you can kind of see where it was going, but Lady in White was PG.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
But some of them I don't understand, really, but I think, you know, nowadays they'd probably be like a hard PG-13, you know.
See, and that was the first time I seen The Exorcist was on TV, and it was censored down big time.
Really?
And it still, you know.
Holy shit.
What the hell?
But here's I'm in your corner with the Exorcist thing, dude. Did I tell you the story about my mother? She was like a normal person. Watched that movie. A week later, she's at Baptist Seminary. Yeah. And she became a Baptist school teacher, man. She was
talking. I wasn't very old. I mean, I might have been 11 or 12. And I remember we had a big, giant fucking RCA, huge TV. Huge. Them big fucking giant ones they had in the cabinet. They had the stereo and the 8-track on the side. And you could just get that thing rumbling. You could remember, you could turn up a TV before and that thing would just get roaring. And my parents were partying. They're just getting their goofy as hell, man. We're watching The Exorcist on ABC or whoever had the balls to show it. And my mom was just trashed and couldn't get out of the TV, out of her chair. And that thing was blaring, and it was right during the crazy part towards the end, you know. And turn that son of a bitch down. Turn that down. And I didn't even want to go over to the TV. I'm like, I don't want to turn it down, Mommy. It scares me. It scares me.
But here's here's their top five. I can't believe it's not. It's PG. Number one was Children Shouldn't Play with Dead Things. Number two was Poltergeist. Number three was Salem's Lot.
Poltergeist PG? With that whole face peeler. That's another one, man. That face peeler scene's up
four,
there.
Four was Blackula. And then five was Twilight Zone, the movie. So, but I think they're mainly going off of content, you know. Just
yeah.
Monsters and visuals.
Yeah, the
and
gate
stuff
had
like
a
that.
Pretty intense concept behind it.
But yeah, for a little kid, when a fucking demon pops up out of your floorboard and
hell yeah,
your fucking next door nerdy neighbor. How come it's always the nerd that's into the devil worship?
It's because they're trying to get tough and manly.
But so anyway, that was their top. I find it kind of interesting. It was shitter material anyway.
So it's just Jamie Lee Curtis and four different people that played Michael Myers, huh?
No, I'm sure there's going to be other people there. Oh, plus Tommy Lee Wallace, Charles Cyphers, Tom Atkins, Adrian Barbeau, Lance Guest, and more. So, but needless to say, she takes up...
Well, between them right there, you're probably dropping a grand.
Well, it's 80 for her at least. That's
for just an autograph.
Just the autograph.
80 for a picture.
So, you know, so say...
And then another 30 or 40 to get it personalized.
Say 30, say 40 at the most for a picture. There's four, five. There's $200 just for the pictures.
Yeah.
So make sure if you go to the Horror Hound Weekend that you stop by their glorious table.
To sell your kidney before you go.
And thank them that it's going to cost you an extra $600 or $700 in photo ops. So... Let them know that you care.
But again, man, it's the, you know, you got them photo. I'm telling you, it's the same thing. A lot of them people didn't even know what that potential was there until them photo op companies came to them and said, man,
you know why?
We can really stick it to you.
You know why they went to the horror conventions? Because
they,
the fucking sports car conventions.
They milked every penny they could out of them sports cards.
Sports fucking conventions where they were charging $150, $200 for a picture.
Pathetic.
People quit fucking going. I know for a fact they stopped doing them here in Kansas.
You know
City.
What, though, man? I'm not getting too worked up about it because there's so many fucking... They've oversaturated the market so much with conventions. It needs to happen. Some of them...
Yeah, like we was talking.
Some of them don't need to be here.
No, some of them need to die.
It's taken away the special event aspect of it.
And it used to be when we first went to Frightmare, you had five, maybe six, maybe eight at the most a year. And they were once a month.
Big, yeah.
And then it was over with. Then you had people coming in. That's just like the first year we went to Texas Frightmare.
Is Horror Hound still do theirs?
Yeah, they do them twice a year.
Or not, I'm Horrified out in Baltimore.
I don't think so.
See, and I wonder what happened, because those were huge.
Well, the Horror
think
Hound.
Think about it, that was that was even before then, wasn't it? 02?
Yeah, but the Horror Hound one, like... Creepy Classics is joined up with one. I can't remember the name of it. But theirs is more of the classic, you know, the universal black and white stuff. A lot of those people are dying off. I mean, they don't have those people right around for those movies. But I know for a fact that when we went to the Texas Frightmare that second year, they was tooling with the idea of having it twice a year. They wanted to have two a year. And
oh,
the people,
why wouldn't they? Yeah.
And the people were like, no, you can't have two a year because you're going to kill us on the fucking, you know. People spent,
save up all year to go.
Just to go.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. I'm like, Horror Hound's doing them twice, you know, three times in different places. I'm like, how in the this isn't going to sustain itself.
It's taking all the fun,
you know,
right out of them.
And then if they do three, you're almost, like I told you, I said, you got to have at least one Jason and one Michael Myers at each one.
And, you know, we see that. But again, it's the same thing. When Crypticon, the week after they left here, the guy put up the post saying, okay, who would you like to see here next time? And the majority of people, that's who they, oh, can you get a Freddy? You know, can you get anybody from, right. anybody? Can you get anybody from Nightmare on Elm Street? Anybody from the Halloween or Friday the 13th? So when you've got that many people clamoring for it, and you know it's going to sell tickets.
That's why I just go to Cinema Wasteland. I just go for the most fucking obscure people that you're only going to meet once.
Yeah.
You know. Well, that's the way it was with me when I went to the first year. The only reason I went to the first Cinema Wasteland is because Dave Friedman was going to be there. And Pete told me that, you know, he was in health and stuff like that. It would probably be the last time that he did an appearance, and it wasn't too long after he did Wasteland that he passed away, you know. And then while I was up there, they was already promoting for the following years when I seen the full reunion of the Texas Chainsaw, and I was like, well, shit, I got to go back for that because I know
right. It's
a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, you know. And then they started doing it all over the place. So anyway, we're going to take a break. We'll be back to continue this conversation.
From the spine-chilling world of the living dead comes a never-to-be-forgotten combination of motion picture thrills.
Two great new terror hits on one sensational program at your movie theater. Horror of Dracula, plus The Thing That Couldn't Die. Horror of Dracula. Dracula, the terrifying lover who lusts for human blood. Dracula, the human vampire who rises each night from his coffin bed to seek the rendezvous that alone can keep him alive. Who will be the bride of Dracula tonight? Horror of Dracula. All new and in flaming Technicolor. Plus this second thrill hit, The Thing That Couldn't Die. What is it, this head that lives without a body? A monstrous thing that enslaves every woman, destroys every man who stares into its eyes. See both on the same show, Horror of Dracula and The Thing That Couldn't Die.
Never look behind the scenery.
All right, we're back. More conversations and debates and weirdness and goodness and
lots of pooping.
Poopins and some fartsins and everything. So a couple of so where was we at when we left? What was we talking about? We was talking about something.
Something
movies.
Important.
Todd, what were we talking about? Do you remember?
I don't.
Rewind it back.
Rewind.
Rewind it.
Anyway, never mind.
I want to look at that magazine.
We'll move on to something else. Let's go with movie releases coming up. Start off with three on top of my head that I know of. This Tuesday, the 11th, I think it is. Jeepers Creepers.
Yeah.
On Blu-ray. Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
So Jeepers fucking Creepers gets put out on Blu-ray.
And Texas Chainsaw Massacre Part 2. Hit your shelves on Blu-ray.
God, I wish I had that job.
Jeepers Creepers.
I like Jeepers Creepers.
Just to have, yeah, I know, like, dude. But on the list of shit priority that needs to go to Blu-ray.
Yeah, The Beyond is not available in this country, man. But Jeepers Creepers.
Now, slow your
Tick.
Roll. Ticks is coming out.
They should fucking melt down that Jeepers Creepers and put Ticks on Blu-ray.
Will you let me talk?
Fuck that Jeepers Creepers. And I like that movie, but come on.
I didn't even like it that much. I thought the sequel really sucked.
Sequel is horrible. Yeah.
If anybody hasn't known...
a bunch of GQ guys laying on a bus the whole time on sunbathing. What the hell?
Shoot me with your arrow, Brad. God.
Jeepers Creepers 2 was fucking horrible.
Rub Gatorade on me, Chad.
September 4th.
There's a big bat flying around me, Chad.
God knows you'll hit it.
I'll smack that son of a bitch with a broom handle.
September 4th, if anybody didn't know, Arachnophobia was out on Blu-ray.
Ooh.
Piranha.
You got John Goodman doing commentary for it?
I don't know. It doesn't say anything.
Better not.
Piranha 3 Double D hit Blu-ray.
Nice.
And Reanimator hit Blu-ray.
You know, we didn't talk about new ones. I really got a kick out of Possession, man. I thought that was a great flick.
Possession.
I really do want to see it. I'm going to go see it tomorrow.
The main guy, I forgot, he was the one that was in...
I think I'll see it at the Alamo Draft House.
We should go to the Alamo and watch it Saturday. Let's go early Sunday and watch it before we watch House.
Yeah, you can come by my house and eat
We'll go to the Chesterfield. And yeah,
go to the Chesterfield.
Get some gin and tonic.
What time is the house on Sunday?
I think it's at 7. It's around 7.
It's a great movie.
That's when they're going to uncork the bourbon, yeah.
Just hope he can see the movie with all the fucking people placing orders in front of you.
I'm telling you, man, he's knocking it, and he's never been there, and it's the fucking coolest thing. Those dining, it's not like the rinky-dink bullshit we had down here, man. You don't see anybody above you or below you at all.
Right.
And how they get the food to you?
You got one row with about 6 feet in front of you on your aisle. I mean, you want to talk about room, dude? You want to talk about... fucking awesome.
They
seats,
better have some fucking goddamn good movie
cool
for me
as hell,
to step foot in that place. And I ain't talking about fucking Army of Darkness and
Evil
Dead.
Down in Austin, they had Jim Kelly down there, and they did the Black Belt Jones, Hot Potato, and a couple other of his flicks, and a big... Dude,
yeah.
If they would start doing stuff like that up here, I'm all over it.
Yeah.
Of course, Kansas City's market is weird.
That's what's going to hold them back. It's not anything else but that.
Yep. But I'm hoping that they do, because, man, I'll be there. We'll go down there. We'll hang out with Jim Kelly.
I'm there. Let's do it.
I'm ready.
Let's get some of them actors from the house to get down
when's
there.
When's Rec 3 going to be here, Tim? Damn it.
It's the next weekend, the 15th.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll be the only three people in the theater.
Well, actually, I've heard, talked to quite a few people that were pretty excited to see that. That Rec movie's got a pretty good following.
Those first two were great.
And it sounds like this third one doesn't have zilch to do with the original two.
It's going kind of nuts, yeah.
But you know what? What a great premise, you know, a big wedding with... The undead storming it? Yeah, let's do something different
crap.
With zombies, man. Fuck it.
Let's do it.
You guys want some more movie releases?
Let's do that.
Talk about the Alamo Draft House for the next.
I'm going to go see Possession, I think, tomorrow during the day at the Alamo.
There you go.
Have fun.
And get me some popcorn and drink some bourbon down the Chesterfield.
Hey, do the drinks, do they still have the cool flavors? The chocolate,
they got everything,
vanilla?
Dude. Giant. Yeah, they got all that. Yeah.
Good.
Milkshakes. We got fucking milkshakes, dude.
We had a fucking milkshake at the
AMC. Peppers. Not like these. This is Abuelo Spanish cinnamon milkshakes with peppers in them.
I'll dress up in a fucking sombrero and make you a fucking milkshake.
That's what you don't get. Expendables 2.
There wasn't bullshit fucking commercials for insurance companies beforehand. They dug around and they put a reel together of all these out-of-print fucking TV appearances and trailers.
Oh, that's cool.
To do with all the action movies beforehand.
When I saw Spider-Man 2 at the Alamo down in Austin, they played the original Japanese Spider-Man series.
Exactly. That it's little cool. Shit like that, man. It's...
Well, that's fine. But they do a whole fucking day of that, then I'll go. But I don't
want
to get...
A whole day? What do you want?
Give me a whole fucking day of trailers and
Lord,
I'll go.
You're so damn picky.
Not going to go fucking sit and see fucking Expendables 2.
You know what else they got I'll down... You know what they got there on Monday?
What's that?
Quote along Monday, Big Lebowski, with bowling alleys set up in the lobby and half-price White Russians.
Hey, when I go to a movie, I go to watch White the fucking Russians. Movie. I don't want people quoting
not
the fucking
movie. Not a movie you've seen 60 times you're supposed to enjoy seeing with the crowd.
No fucking
cell
phones. You're so
grumpy. That's why they kick you off Facebook.
No cell phones, no texting, and no fucking quotes at the Alamo Draft House. I don't want to hear
one
fucking
warning.
People talking at the Alamo Draft House.
You blow up there, I'm giving you one warning, fucking, and then they're kicking you out.
You start talking at the fucking Alamo Draft House, and by God, my fucking cell phone's coming out.
You know, I had mine out during Expendables 2, taking pictures. There was only me and two other guys in there. I'm like, oh, these fucking guys can't even see me.
September 18th on Blu-ray, Black Sunday.
See, now that's worthy.
So...
Oh my.
October 9th on Blu-ray. Whatever Happened to Baby Jane on Blu-ray?
When's that?
October 9th.
Shit, yeah, right before Halloween.
October 30th, Rosemary's Baby Criterion release on Blu-ray.
That'll be nice.
September 11th. This
Have you got the sequel, the TV sequel movie?
What?
Of Rosemary's Baby? Mm-mm. Matthew was telling me about that. Have you got that, Todd? With what's her name? The original two creepy old... what's her name? Ruth?
Ruth Gordon?
Ruth Gordon and the husband, where they follow him, Damien, as he gets older, going through school. Mm-mm. TV movie? I never fucking heard of it. He's like, yeah, man, I got that one.
Weird.
Here's yours, Tim. September 11th, which is Tuesday, The Loved Ones comes out on Blu-ray.
Dude, True time. Romance at the Alamo Draft House. We should go see that.
Fuck yeah.
Have fun. September 18th, which is snooze fest.
You could dress up in our Elvis outfits.
Cabin in the Woods.
That'd be sweet.
So.
What'd you think of that Cabin in the Woods, dude? I kept looking over it, and it looks so sly. I don't know, man.
Background fodder.
It was just like they went down the checklist of little cliche shit, you know?
And then if anybody's interested, I ain't even going to mention this one because I'm going to try to, I don't know. I'm not even going to mention this one. I'm going to try to jump on the fucking list and get me about 40 of these motherfuckers and
sell
them. Put them on eBay for $150 a pop, so. So keep watching eBay because I'm going to be punched in some shit. Now, if anybody's interested, October 9th, The Night of the Living Dead, the 1990 version, is going to be available through Twilight Time, which is the same people.
I'm thinking maybe we shouldn't even talk about this on the air, Griff, because then we won't get one.
You know,
Yep.
At this point in time, I don't give a fuck anymore. If they want to spend $150 for a copy of...
It's only like $24 bucks, though.
Or maybe if one of my listeners want to be nice, like one of your listeners was nice, maybe they'll buy me a copy and send it to me.
True. Send that my way.
Sure. They should have done that for you.
House of Dark Shadows, October 30th, if anybody's a fan of the TV show. That's really about it.
Did you guys see, I've kind of been seeing it popping up more and more, the old Manimal TV series. Is that getting ready to come out on
Manimal
on DVD?
I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about? It only had like 8 episodes. The guy that turned into the different animals.
Yeah.
Oh.
The crazy old TV show.
Uh-huh.
And based
off the comic book?
Yeah. And I'd seen... heard about it a long time ago and checked it out, and it kind of just dried up but didn't hear anything about it. And it seems like more and more I'm seeing people popping up, putting pictures up it. And it seemed like somebody had a cover artwork of the DVD box set. Which, I mean, it'd only probably be one or two discs. It's only like 8 episodes.
It might be, huh?
But it'd be cool as shit.
I know.
Man. It's bad as hell if you get a chance to watch it.
I know tonight I've seen on that place. Somebody had posted, a guy, you know, Jeff Zornow posted a thing. I guess the Ultra 7 series is going to be released on DVD.
What was the other one? He was all stoked about the Atlantis. It was supposed to be the worst Godzilla movie ever. You know what I'm talking about, Todd? He's fighting in the ocean with the... what's the
Well, there's
ocean?
Godzilla versus the sea monster, but it's like a big crab.
God, I can't remember what the name of it was. But as I went and looked on the synopsis of it, it was, I mean, everybody was just saying how it had been claimed to be the worst. But, it, you know, it was beloved still because it was so awful. Right.
But anyway, I think, oh, and another one that came out, too. I don't know if anybody who is a fan of TV, I call them anthology shows, kind of like Dark Shadows, or if not so much like Dark Shadows, but like Night Gallery or Twilight Zone or even Tales from the Dark Side. Synapse is releasing the complete Hammer House of Horror series, and this is a TV episode kind of like Night Gallery, where there's individual, like, one-hour stories each week produced by the Hammer Studios, and it's coming out Tuesday, I believe.
Raiders of the Lost Ark, baby!
Bring it!
It's out!
Bring where? It!
It's playing right now at the AMC. Oh,
fuck. Yep.
The IMAX, baby.
Let's go. You know, it's playing tonight down at the Boulevard.
It's the Animation Festival, right?
Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Oh, hell yeah.
On the drive-in with True Grit.
That's cool. That's cool. I dig that.
That's what we need to learn.
And how many people are at the fucking Boulevard?
I don't know. The weather was shitty, but...
Ain't shitty. It's cold.
It was pretty nasty earlier.
Pretty nasto.
But I don't know. It'd be. I'm curious. You know. People showed up. Because he's got a bunch of that shit coming up. A bunch of them crazy double bills.
Yeah, but see, they can do that now because they're showing digital.
Right.
So now the only thing they got to do is get permission from the studio to show it, and the only thing they got to do is throw in
the... See, he'll probably get people because he's got the two Nightmare on Elm Street stars coming in. That right there will pack the house.
Maybe he'll show that last.
Demons would be pretty cool to see on the big screen.
Demons.
What else is he showing besides those two? What's the third one? Or has he said yet?
Demons. He said, he told me. I can't
the second
remember.
Nightmare.
Second Nightmare, Demons, and something else. I guess we're going to have to get him on the show so he can tell us.
Wasn't Tim just on?
Yes, he was. He's wanting to be on the show here, too.
I don't know. I got his phone number. I could tell. I guess I could call him up live on the... Well, since we're...
You're on the last minute.
Send him a text message. What are your three movies that you're showing?
Yeah, we're talking your show up right now. What's your three movies?
See if he'll answer me.
How much time is... Did you hear about this weird thing about the that they're having at the Alamo about the werewolf and Bigfoot movies being mashed together? Did you see that?
What?
Yeah, they're having a big thing down there. It's called the Harry Horror Remix. Basically, rated R. You'll be fully prepared for the lowbrow entertainment you should expect from Harry. Classic Sasquatch, Bigfoot, Yeti, werewolf films from the 70s and 80s.
Jesus.
Yep.
That's at where?
At the Alamo Draft House, God, Wednesday, September 26th.
Wednesday. Imagine that. A fucking work night.
Yeah, they're killing me with
that. And what are they showing on the fucking weekends where people are off?
House is on Sunday, buddy.
Come and see
House is on Sunday.
Yeah, at least that's a Sunday, right? I think they're just trying to get more business during the week because it's dead down there.
Yeah, there ain't anybody there in there weekday.
Dude, but they don't have what the hell? They don't have the Extreme Expendables 2 there anymore. They got the damn Bourne Legacy, the campaign.
They got Friedkin's new movie playing down there. It was.
Yeah,
Bill,
Killer Joe.
Or Killer Joe, yeah.
But the campaign, who wants to see that? No one wants to see the campaign.
I wouldn't seen it. That movie's funnier than shit.
Well, what's wrong with you?
Fuck.
What about the words? Who wants to see the words?
I had no idea.
You can't tell me that there's not enough fucking film out there of all these movies that have been out before that people wouldn't go rather see than fucking... I mean, nothing against Expendables 2, but when you got umpteen million theaters around it showing Expendables 2, why show Expendables 2?
Again, it's the fucking market.
Yeah, but
man,
if they're showing
the market.
But if they're showing Expendables 2 down the street at the AMC, why don't you show fucking Commando? You know
they do. They got Predator coming this month.
But what I'm saying though, I mean, but show it on the weekend where people can fucking go. Why do you want to show it?
Trying to get people to come out during the week when no one's there.
Well, that's a whole nother market down there, though. I mean, you've got people that are living in them fucking condos that just walk down there.
You know, it's not going to fly. I mean, I'm telling you that right now. I mean, if it,
I think it will.
If it's there more than
they're
2 years,
dude, they're
from
sinking
now.
Some serious dough into that thing.
It don't matter.
They're getting ready to renovate that whole deal.
There's people that sink serious dough in shit every day.
Yeah,
and
but
they
got the money to back it. They don't have Japanese.
You're only going to back it for so fucking long until people stop coming, and then once they stop coming, you ain't backing shit. But I'm just saying, there's enough movies out there that people, you could play off of what other people are showing, and still make a ton of money.
Could be.
That's what I'm saying. If you're showing Expendables 2,
Hellraiser,
and 15 fucking theaters around the city, show Cobra or show Commando or show, you know, Red Heat or something. You know, show fucking the Octagon.
He's showing Hellraiser.
I have to tell you guys,
Sweetness.
Yeah,
I have to tell you that Cobra is one of the greatest movies of all time.
Yes, it is.
Just wanted to put that out there.
And if they showed it. And unfortunately,
but it'd be on Tuesday.
I tell you what, though, man. If I was working days, I would be down there on a weeknight watching it.
Yep.
I mean, that's the only thing that's stopping me from going on the weekday.
You got 2 minutes left.
Jesus Christ!
Two minute warning.
Flown by. Oh, and we got, who's Kim Myers?
I don't know.
Is that Michael Myers' sister?
Well, she's got something to do with either Nightmare on Elm Street or Hellraiser.
Oh, yeah, she's on Nightmare on Elm Street 2.
Oh, it's Nightmare on Elm Street 2.
Hellraiser would be cool. The first one would be cool to see on the big screen. I've seen it a billion times, but the second one would even be better.
That's right. I'll just see demons. I'll be happy. I can go to the Chesterfield.
Are we setting up now? We're doing a booth and everything done?
As far as I know, we are.
Yes, sir.
We can just watch Demons and then go hang out at the Chesterfield.
No, we'll bring the Chesterfield to us. Yeah.
We'll have our own mini Chesterfield set up next to the shitter.
Hello, everyone.
We'll put a sign up over the shitter door.
We got a canopy and everything, dude. We need to work on a neon.
We'll put a sign up above the shitter door that says, "Welcome to the Alamo Draft House."
Welcome to the shitter. Get your dinner. Here's your corn dog.
I can pretty much say, Todd, we're not going to get any Alamo Draft House sponsorship on this show.
Golly, I guess not.
Bullshit, because I already put my name in down there when I went and watched Expendable. I said, you guys need anything, you call.
That's right.
I'm bored there.
Give us some love.
Everybody else is jumping on that bandwagon.
Oh, and before we leave for tonight, I want everybody to go out and check your local Dollar General store in your neighborhood if you have one. If not, find out if you have one in your neighborhood. Tonight, before I came in to do the show, I picked up the Killjoy box set 1, 2, and 3, and then the Ginger Dead Man 1, 2, and 3. And these aren't the Mill Creek or whoever put them out here recently. These are the actual ones from Full Moon in the box sets that you can find off of their website. But they've got them there for $10. So if anybody's interested in just cheap films to put in your collection for cheap, you know, you might want to check them out.
I think I bought the first Gingerbread for 50 cents, and that's all I need. That's some bitch in series.
But, you hush. They're all great.
They are. They're fantasticals.
The whole reenactment of Silence of the Lambs on the intro. Is that the third one or the second one?
Not for sure, but they're great, so.
Or the pastry squirting his cream filling on the on the girl as she goes to see the gingerbread man.
So
put your cream up.
So I guess we're done for the week.
We're done.
Check us out on Facebook, and that is if I don't get banned again for posting pictures of breasts.
They're going to kick you off for the indefinitely.
So, we'll see you next week, folks.
1 Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny when you're near. The rain goes, disappears, dear, and I feel so fine just to know that you are mine.